The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you had a better weekend than I did. You see, I've been smashed by one of these devil colds, the end of winter cold. We're in a daylight savings now here in Australia where the clock goes forward or backwards. I can't remember which way it went. And it should really be nearing the start of the summer feels, but it's raining, it's cold, and it's horrible. And I've kind of matched my health with the weather for the last few days. So I won't actually be trading today. I'll be getting through what I've got to get through. But I don't trade when I'm not feeling 100%, okay? Today is definitely one of those days. You can probably hear it in my voice a little bit. But for me, it really is, unless you're 100%, you're 0% when it comes to trading, if you consider the fact that I'm risking my money. And I look after my money pretty well. I do take risks, but I take very considered risks, calculated risks. And one thing that I have learned over the years is that if you are not your 100% self, that's usually the time you're going to make mistakes. It doesn't mean you'll definitely make a mistake. It just means that that's the time where you often make them. So I've done that plenty of times. I mean, some of the examples I have is, you know, trading when you're sick. That's one. Trading when you've had a few drinks. That's another. I've made that mistake many moons ago. I made that mistake twice many moons ago. And trading when you really don't have the time. So, you know, you might be one of the times I was in between airports. I was catching a connecting flight. I can't remember where I was going to or where I was going from. But when I took off, it was like a 6-hour flight, I think it was, something like that. It might have been in America. And I knew that there was something setting up. And I was like, I think it's a 4 or an 8-hour can. And I was like, oh, what is it? What is it? And I went and raced through the airport, sat down, checked, and went to throw the trade on, but because I was in such a rush to get my next flight, it was one of those quick stopovers, I actually stuffed up the order numbers, and when I got to my final destination, I was stopped out, and I realized, hang on a second. Sorry, I should have been stopped out, and I realized, hang on a second, I'm not stopped out, and that cost me quite a bit as well. So learn from me and my mistakes. That's the whole point of this, is that I can help you guys with all the mistakes that I've made so that you don't have to make them. You will still make a number of them. I guarantee it. It happens all the time, but you don't need to. And hopefully this one you can learn from. So when you're not feeling 100%, don't be trading. Not a lot happened over the weekend as far as markets go. Bitcoin's holding around that 6,600 handle. It's not done a great deal. It continues to be sideways. But that's not a bad thing. Sideways is better than falling through the floor, in my view. Anyway, I do want a trend. I'm happy for it to be sideways until we work it out. Right now, if we're going to go down, then let's just get it over and done with, and let's go down now. Let's just start moving so we can start having some great trends. But if we're going to go up, I'm happy for it to just wait. I'm happy for it to be a bit sideways. There are still opportunities in the marketplace. You just got to know what you're looking for. All right. It's really important you understand that there are still opportunities out there. I look at Bitcoin Cash. It's not quite good enough yet for those of you who are considering that. Have a look at the 2-day. It's the cradle zone hasn't set up. EOS sideways. Cardano's up 2%, but it's still very much in its range, as is Stellar, NEO, IOTA. Ripple and Litecoin all not doing a great deal. Ripple is down a little bit, but it's just grinding lower. There's nothing that's of too much interest there for me personally. So, guys, it's probably a really good time for me to just, relax or rest or work on some other things that I've got up my sleeve and not be trading, because I know I'm not at 100%. And when I'm not at 100%, I know that's usually when mistakes can be made. So I hope you're having a better day than I. Hope you're feeling good. And I will speak to you again very soon. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.